Really?
Yeah.
How big was the lithium battery pack?
It was huge. I think it was like, I don't remember.
$10,000 for the battery.
Oh, for yeah, for sure. For sure.
And he had a 5,000 BTU AC, probably.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, so check it out. It's I'll put a link in the show notes for the Micro Air Easy thermostat, but it's we have a discount code. I think it's EASY15 gets you $15 off if you want to check it out. I do recommend it. It's pretty cool. So for me, and everybody has something different, but for me, to get the Wi-Fi in the trailer, I have the Wi-Fi Ranger. And I, do you remember the last, or where we left off with that when we tried to use it last time?
Right.
It didn't work. It kept failing.
Yeah, so it's solved now?
Yeah, it appears to be somewhat solved. Trying to make notes here, too. Easy 15 discount code. So, yeah, they sent me a new power cable. And so I fixed that. But I think what really helped fix it was I replaced that. But what, I think what really helped is they came out with a big software update right before we left, like a couple weeks before we left. So I updated it. Now I have the Wi-Fi Ranger, the outside piece, and I also have the inside piece. Let me go to their website. I can't remember exactly what it's called. And it's like the Convergent series. It has the cellular component built into it. And let's see, which one do I have? the Everest, that's right. So I have the Wi-Fi Everest, and it has the 2-mile range for 2.4 and 5.8 gigahertz and LTE built in, which is your cellular. So, and then I have an inside router that's connected, so there's a cable between the two, and so I was connected to everything to the inside router, and connected to the outside router, and the outside router, the Everest piece, looks like a shark fin. It goes out, brings the internet in. So like every other RV park, the Wi-Fi is horrible, right? It's like everybody's trying to use it at the same time. It's
right.
Very, very, very slow. So again, I opted to pay, because I had to pay WindGuard to turn on the LTE card in there. And so I did, and you know, and it was working, and then it quit. And then it was working. But it wasn't doing the same kind of thing. It wasn't, like, shutting down. So it took me, like, the first 2 days there, you know, when we had some downtime playing with it. And I ended up disconnecting the inside piece altogether and just had everything connect to the Everest outside. And then the Everest connected to LTE. I think it has AT&T SIM card in it. And after I did that, I mean, to today, it's still running, and it hasn't crashed or it hasn't shut off or anything. And everything in my trailer is connected to it, the thermostat, a camera. I log into it here from the house. I was going for a walk a couple miles away. I picked up my phone. I logged into the thermostat. It was 90 degrees in the trailer. So
you turn the air conditioner on.
I could turn the air conditioner on. Yeah. So now, without using the inside component, the outside pieces work great, and which was perfect because their Wi-Fi was not great. Because one of the other things I did to the trailer is I put in a Wi-Fi camera. Above the couch, aiming down the couch all the way down the hall, so that we could check on Louie, the Airstreamer dog. And so when we left him in there, and have you ever checked on a dog when you, like, at your house, have a camera where you see your dog?
No. They just sleep, or are they, like, chewing stuff up?
They kind of freak out until they fall asleep. So we got him all, his little bed ready, and we opened the curtain so he could see out, and we start walking to the pool, and he runs back and forth. So we're looking at the camera,